Hey Gemma.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay, is that Dave?
It is.
Hey Gemma.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. You all right?
Yeah, it's nice to speak to you.
You too. So, have you heard a few of the things we've been up to then?
I have. Yeah, they've been fun, haven't they? They're good. It's kind of nice just hearing similar people, how they're coping with it. When we were at that crunch time of daily allowance on walks, I often tuned into them on my little kind of stretch of the legs.
So which people did you think sounded nice? Obviously, apart from me and Parker.
Well, you two, yeah, obviously. Yeah. Oh, God. So I listened to Sarah's. Hers was really nice. And Jim Gilchrist. So, yes, yeah, they're all lovely.
Right, so should we make a start then, Dave? Should we start with, are you working at the moment?
Yeah, so I obviously worked with you guys, well, Parv predominantly, when I was agency producing. So I produced for like 13 years. And then 6 years ago, I kind of stepped out of that side of production and set up a clearance and distribution company called Clockwork. So initially, I did that with just BNB because that's who I'd worked with. But then it's kind of grown legs for 7 years. I've got about six agencies that we look after. I've got a lovely little office in the village I work in, a team. The three people, we all get everybody's work cleared and out the door.
What's your idea for your company, Gemma? What was your thinking?
Basically, what I noticed was that a lot of the smaller agencies didn't necessarily require in-house admin 100%.
Yeah.
So I set up a company which could kind of help with that, where you just dial into it as and when you need to. And also, there were a lot more agencies, integrated agencies, that were being asked to make commercials that didn't traditionally make commercials. And yeah, so I kind of helped bridge the gap, the kind of grey area between making the ads and getting it on air. It's not glamorous, but it is integral. And you know, I was always quite a pedantic producer anyway, so it kind of suits me very well being part of the kind of nuts and bolts of it still. But obviously, I don't need to chug up to London every day. Who knew I was ahead of the curve?
So do you think this pandemic will probably help you in a sense that people would have got used to working remotely, and also there may be a sense where people will question what they need in-house 100% of the time?
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there are the big agencies that do need people that do my job in-house. You know, I think they'll always need that when they're churning out ads that have got to go all across the world. I guess it probably will just lean into whether they need that in the office versus in-house. I think a lot of people are loyal to having it kind of still part of their company, which is completely understandable and required. But I think, yeah, there are more and more opportunities out there. People can kind of dial into us as and when they need to. We don't need to be seen or at a desk, and which we've kind of proven with our kind of agencies that we work for. And all the agencies I work for, we've been with for years now, and they, I think they feel like we're in-house, even though we're not.
You could have a potential client here, Gemma, with Dave.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, Dave, you know, I could go on. I could go on and on, but I feel we need to move on.
You're selling it to him. You can sell it to me. I know when Dave gets excited about these things. So, Gemma, when was the last time you used cash?
We have to pay my kid's tennis coach in cash. Oh. Which she is actually having tennis lessons again now, because you're allowed to have tennis lessons. So I don't know if I've actually handled it, but my husband has. Oh, and there's a guy on our road when we were in lockdown who's been selling potatoes. He only takes cash. So if we want 2 kilograms of potatoes, we pay him £2.
There's a lot of cash handling where you are then.
And my youngest daughter lost two of her teeth in the first week of lockdown.
So she still want cash as well, isn't she?
Well, the two, you know.
Fairies don't take cards, do they?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that was a bit of a scrabble.
Where is your way, by the way?
I'm in Sussex, down in Limfield. Okay. It's a kind of in between Brighton and London. I'm from Brighton. Yeah, it's a little village down there. It's lovely. But obviously too much cash being thrown around.
I'm going to stay away from there, Dave. See if it feels like there might be a bit of COVID running around there on cash.
I hope not.
So, Gemma, give us... I'm trying to think of how we put this question, which is very easy. When this next wave hits, few people have said, yeah, but it's definitely coming back, which is grim. You can take a DVD and an album to listen to and watch, and that's it. What would you pick?
I'd say, like, the best thing I've watched was Succession recently, but that's not really what I would take with me. An album. Oh, God.
You're thinking, I can't say McFly. It's just going to sound embarrassing. So
yeah, exactly. Taylor Swift.
We'll take Taylor Swift. We can put that down.
Taylor Swift. And you didn't really come up with a film, did you? We've got to press you on that.
Yeah, okay. I'll try and think of my film. I've got things of the best films I've seen recently, because I thought that was coming up, but not what would be my favourite film of all time. So
yes, see, we're changing it around now, just to sort of
keep us on our toes. Yeah, exactly, exactly. I'll have a think. I'll try and come back to you before the end of the.
We'll ask you that in a bit. Yeah.
So Dave's trying to expand his sourdough club. He's struggling at the moment. I think he's on 2 or 3 at the moment, when we have 60 something episodes down.
Yeah.
Can you join his sourdough club?
I'm not a baker. No, I had a panic kind of. This is what everyone's doing at the start of this. So I pulled out my bread maker that I got as a wedding gift 12 years ago. Found some strong flour in the cupboard and made a loaf of bread with my kids because I just felt the pressure. But that's as far as we get. We get it delivered now, I'm afraid, in a box on Saturday morning.
How did it come out? How did that loaf of bread come out?
It was all right. It's definitely better when I buy it.
Yeah. Well, it only costs a quid, doesn't it? I mean, it's exactly. A lot of trouble to go through for a loaf of bread.
Do gin club instead. See who's drinking gin at the moment or something like that. You might get more takers.
Are you doing that? Are you into that?
No, I'm not. Well, I am into gin, but no, I'm definitely drinking.
Are you drinking more or less?
I think I am drinking less more often. Does that make sense? But yeah, better wine more regularly. So I will kind of get to a point of the day where I'll have a glass of wine. Yeah, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. There was a point where it got to more regularly, and then I thought, no, I've got to slow this down.
We're checking on people's time of day. What is that time of day?
Oh, 5, 6-ish, maybe.
5. I think we'll take 5 there, Dave.
There's a really nice bit in my garden at 5 o'clock that I always try to get to at that point, like just before I feed the kids. And, you know, and I'm like, right, you know. But often later if I'm working on a big project, obviously.
Okay, so I mean, no one listens to these podcasts, so it's fine. you'll get away with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you noticed any environmental changes?
Oh yeah, oh god, the birds are going mental where I live. They like literally wake me up at 4:30 because it's getting light so early. They're just waking me up the whole time. So I think I'm just a bit more aware of everything around here, you know. So we had a bit of a tadpole thing at the beginning of lockdown. There's like a nature reserve near us, and everyone was like, because it was so hot in April, they were like, the water's drying up, we've got to save the tadpoles. So everyone kind of went down and got a load of tadpoles, and my kids got loads of tadpoles, and suddenly we had like 200 tadpoles in a pot in my garden, and I was just like, oh. And it suddenly dawned on me what happens to these tadpoles. So I kind of trotted back one morning on my own and dropped them all back. We were left with 6, which we took back yesterday, and they'd all turned into frogs. And I managed to get them back to the river before they left. They kind of entered my house. So yeah, that's the sort of thing, you know, nature-wise, that I wouldn't ever done this time last year.
So should we take? Have you developed any new skills then, or should we take that as your new skill?
Tadpoles.
Tadpole breeding.
Tadpole breeding. I'll take that. Yeah.
Is that what we're going to put you down? So that's the thing that you've learned to do in lockdown then.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I wasn't very good at that either. I'm not good at sourdough or tadpoles, but I'm very good at getting ads on air.
We've got no questions around getting ads on air, have we, Paul?
No. Surprised.
No.
What have you discovered about yourself, Gemma, that you didn't know in this, having had to stay in for the last 3 or 4 months?
That I'm okay in my house in long stints. I think I always thought that I had to kind of go away when I was off work. And I think I realised that actually my house is nice and we're all very happy hanging out in it quite a lot. That's been quite nice. And, you know, there's a lot more time in the mornings when all 4 of us are here before actually anything kicks off, be it school or work or whatever. And you know, it means I can kind of get out for a run then or something like that, you know, which is time I never used to have.
So what do you miss about your previous life where you were commuting and in London and hovering about, probably drinking?
What do I miss? I miss Path Sound Studio. That's what I miss. My time in life now, I've got 2 small kids and stuff. My company, it fits really well where I still manage to get to come up to London quite a lot, but I don't have to be there every day, all day. You know, I come up, I see my clients, have a really nice time, catch up with people, get the train back and stuff. So I don't really miss the actual production side of things. You know, sometimes I get a little bit reminiscent, but no, I kind of still get all the best bits, still get to go to all the parties. And now I classify them as work. So it's kind of works out quite well.
I can't wait for the next party.
Oh, I know.
Everyone's 2 metres apart.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that going to get reduced tomorrow, they're saying, supposedly?
Oh, is it over? Are we over now? Is this it?
I'm not down with the second curve thing. I'm done with this. I'm like, no, we've just got to get back to normal now, please.
But the thing is, I don't think it's your choice, really, the second curve thing. As much as I know that you're done with it.
I can't get through it again, especially I couldn't get through it in the winter. But, you know, if it is, it is. We're all pretty more set up for it now, aren't we?
In the next pandemic, if you were to hoard something, what would it be?
This is not a film, is it?
anything you like. You know,
so you can board a single film if you want.
Yeah, the next time we go in lockdown, you're going to go, you know what? Last time I forgot to get this and I couldn't find it anywhere. I couldn't get it. What would it be?
Chocolate.
Yeah, you can have that. You can have chocolate.
There was quite a shortage. We found that we were quite hard to get chocolate and crisps at the start, which is kind of a Friday and Saturday thing. Yeah, crisps were quite hard to come by at one point down here.
Do you know what the funny thing is? I noticed that actually when the lockdown, when I went into the supermarket, the crisp bar was completely empty.
Exactly. I like to start a weekend with like a glass of wine and some crisps.
Well, the funny thing is, it's the crisp bar and the bog roll bar was completely empty.
Yes.
The two might be connected.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, gross.
Sorry, Dave gets annoyed with me. I always have to bring it down.
Brings it down. Yeah, we talk about high level stuff sometimes.
So, last question, Jem. Have you seen or anything on TV or in the media, good or bad, an advert that you thought, I either like or I dislike? Or
well, I obviously love all the ads that I deliver, but I couldn't name one of them. But you know, I liked the Facebook ad that was out. I don't know if you saw it. It had like British poet on it reading over the top of it.
Yeah.
Because I just really like that. I can't think what it's called or anything like that, but it was just a really nice track, nice voiceover or poet and nice visuals. That kind of always ticks all my boxes, to be honest. I'm a simple soul when it comes to adverts.
That's a good answer. Well, loads of people have said they like that ad, so.
Oh, have they? Oh, right. Fine. Okay. Yeah, it's nice. It's simple, and it's just, it kind of gets at your heartstrings, doesn't it? Makes you realise what the hell we're going through, really. It's a good one. That'll be the Christmas ones, I reckon.
Excellent. I think we're done, aren't we, Dave?
I think we are, yeah. That was great. Thanks, Gemma.
Oh, it's nice to talk to you both. And Dave, if you
great to talk
me,
to you.
You know where I am.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, we may well. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Take care. All the best.
Nice to talk to you all. Okay,
thanks, Gemma.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care. Bye. Bye.